He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, August 22nd. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in the vacation mecca of the world, San Diego, California. A lot of tourists here this past weekend. Well, we've got a little sell-off in the market here today, but we can't complain too much. Haven't we been seeing new all-time highs almost on a daily basis in the market? So I don't want to hear any whining and any belly aching out there in Seattle or in Minnesota or in Florida or in Texas or other cities where the Best Stocks Now radio hour is heard. The S&P 500 right now is down 6 points. That puts it at 2,177. We've got oil down a little bit today. And fear of the Fed, we're going to continue to hear that on a daily basis. Fear of the Fed and oil prices, that's what's driving the market. Market coming back a little bit here right now. S&P, or actually the Dow, down 64 points. The Dow is at 18,488. NASDAQ down 7. 5,231. Crude oil down $1.35. Hey, that's the biggest little correction, but we've had quite a run. Crude went right from 39 almost back to 50 here recently. Now it's pulling back $1.35. It's down 3% right now. Gold is down $4.70 per ounce. Gold is at $1,341 per ounce. We've got silver down 41 cents at 18.91. The euro moving up against the dollar. The dollar or the euro is at 1.13, and the 10-year yield right where it's been for the last several weeks, 1.55%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, there's not a lot of market news today. Earnings season is now over. We're going to wrap it up and put a bow on it today. That is the second quarter of 2016. Has been put to bed. We're now focused on the third quarter of 2016 in the short term. In the long term, the market is looking ahead to 2017. And this being Big Picture Monday, I'll have an update for you today on my estimates for the S&P 500, my current target price on the S&P 500. We'll take a look at the best asset classes now, the best sectors now, the worst sectors now, the worst asset classes now. Maybe we'll talk about our stock or two if you're good and are nice and not naughty. I'm just kidding. Here's the problem. Market today down a little bit. Rate hike. They're afraid of a rate hike. You know, I don't see a rate hike coming, at least until after the election. There's no way the Fed is going to rock the boat one way or the other. It's awfully hard to raise rates. The only rate hike we've seen this year was in Outer Mongolia. You remember when I talked about that? Yes, they're hiking rates in Outer Mongolia. So if you're looking for a good return on bonds, check with your local bond broker, see if he sells any Mongolian bonds. I think that's a Mongolian hot pot. I'd be a little careful with those things. Oil down today. Iraq is set to boost outputs. You know, it's hard to get all of those OPEC members to agree on anything, let alone output. I think a lot of times they say we're going to cut while their fingers are crossed behind their backs. You know, they don't really mean it. And oil prices are down today, but it's had a nice rally up back up to 47, 48 as it recently got down to 39. Today is Tim Cook's 5-year anniversary at Apple. You know, I talked about Apple in my newsletter over the weekend. I went through a little analogy of prime stocks. What creates a prime stock? When is a stock way past its prime? When is it time to take a prime stock off the grill and put a fork in it because it's done? And what are some prime stocks that are being thrown onto the Barbie today? Well, we'll either get to that today or tomorrow. It was the subject of my newsletter over the weekend. Not only did I talk about prime stocks that were once prime and in their prime, but I also talked about stocks that are in their prime now, along with a few that may be coming into their prime, the next Microsofts, the next Facebooks. That was in my newsletter over the weekend. You can get the newsletter by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I send that newsletter out every Saturday. That's the newsletter that's been bullish, that's had a buy signal on the market since late March of 2009, and that buy signal remains in place today. At some point in time, however, I will not have a buy signal on the market. That time will more than likely come when earnings start to recede, when the economy starts to recede. That's called the recession. Do you want to own stocks during the next recession? It's up to you, because that's what the passive investors are going to do. That's what the robots are going to do. In fact, on the way down, while the market's going down, the robots will be buying more stocks to keep their balance. To rebalance, to keep their their fractions, their percentages at the rate that they want to keep them at. We'll get a Yellen speech this Friday. The market's going to look ahead to that. Oh, she's going to hold the market hostage all week. You better be nice or no cookies on Friday. I'm not going to keep that dovish stance. You know, I just do not see Miss Yellen turning into a hawk before the election. We've got a little deal going on today. Pfizer is buying Medivation. You know, that's been talked about for quite some time. That's been a rumor for quite some time. Today's the news. Medivation is up 20% today. Medivation has some promising drugs for prostate cancer. L Brands is being upgraded at Goldman Sachs today. You know what? I'm not too interested in these bricks and mortar stores. Online retail, yes. Now there's the trend. That was the biggest growth trend in this most recent quarter. That was the sector of the market that had 80% year-over-year growth. Do you think some of those stocks are in their prime? How about the mall-based retailers? Are they in their prime? Or should they have been taken off the barbecue long, long ago? Are they now stew meat? Well, we'll talk about that today. You know, the market goes through cycles. The market goes through cycles. Sometimes it's U.S. stocks that lead the way. Sometimes it's international stocks that lead the way. A lot of that has to do with currencies. We always keep our eye on currencies. Sometimes emerging markets, young emerging markets, are the place to be. Well, today is Big Picture Monday. We're going to go through the asset classes. Sometimes bonds are the best place to be. Go back to 2008 when the market was down 38% that year. Bonds were up 32% that year. Well, asset classes go through cycles. The bond market's been in a bull cycle now for 2 decades, maybe 3 decades. Has it come to an end? Or is it still okay to be in the bond market? And what about those precious metals? Gosh, they're so tempting. They show those gold bars on TV. I want to just put a few of them in my safe at home just to feel like I've got some money in the bank, you know. They're so shiny and nice. But gold went through a major sell-off. Gold was in its prime when China was in its prime and commodities were booming. And the dollar was going down, and then all of a sudden, what happened to gold? Gold went into a terrible correction. Is it time to get back into gold? Well, we'll talk about that today when we talk about the best asset classes in the market. Then we'll break it down into the sectors: semiconductors, retail, oil and gas, financials, banks. There's a lot of sectors out there. How about those inverse areas of the market? Might there be some good vulnerable areas of the market to pick on right now? And what about that S&P 500? Earnings have been going up since March of 2009. What are the prospects for 2016? We still got a little over one quarter left in the year. And we're working on the third quarter right now, and we are now looking ahead. Earnings have been growing every single year since 2009. What are the current prospects now that the earnings season is over? What did that do to the prospects for next year? Have they been revised higher? Have they been revised lower? Are we going to continue to see earnings growth in America? Because that's the fuel. That's the fuel that the bull market feeds on. Well, when we come back, we're going to hit those big issues today on Big Issue Monday. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's just take a look at the big picture. I like to begin with the scorecard. Let's take a look at where we are year to date in the markets. Being inverse the market has not been the right thing to do this year. SH, which is the inverse S&P 500, is down 9% so far this year. I had a position in SH earlier in the year. I have no hedges in place right now. When the market broke out to new all-time highs out of that 18-month sideways trend, I really put my foot on the accelerator. The S&P 500 is up 6.8%, not counting today's move, year to date. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 6.5%, and the NASDAQ is up 4.6%. year to date. As we look around the world, emerging markets have actually had a pretty good year, and that has mostly come, however, from the Latin American markets. Little dicey investing in Mexico and in Brazil and in Peru and in Chile, etc., but they've had a good year. Latin America's up 38% so far this year, and that helps the emerging markets to be up 17%. To me, there's too much risk in the emerging markets right now. I'm continue to avoid the emerging markets. Europe is down 1.9%. Europe can't get out of its own way. Europe may become the next Japan. Japan is doing everything they can possibly do to stoke their economy, and what it seems like is that they're central bank is counterproductive. What the central bank is trying to do is even causing bigger problems in Japan. Is Europe reaching that point? Is the European Central Bank, with all of their stimulus and quantitative easing, is it having an inverse effect on Europe? Well, Europe's down 1.9%. India's up 8.4%. That's been a pretty good market this year. It's also in part of that emerging market package. China is up 6.7%, while the A shares, those red-hot A shares, at least were red-hot a few years ago, they're down 8.9%. Canada is now up 20% for the year. Why? Because oil is up 31%. Canada very dependent upon oil prices, as is Russia, Latin America, and other countries around the world. Gold is up 27% year to date. That's the best year for gold in quite some time. In fact, as we look back last year, gold was down 10% last year. So up 26% is the best year for gold in about 5 to 6 years. The dollar's down 4.8%. That's been good for commodities this year. It's been a little bit better. The multinationals don't have quite the headwind that they had in their face with that strong dollar that they've had in the past. But still, the multinationals not doing real good because the global economy is not doing that great. And the bond market has been good this year. What can I say? The bond market is all dependent upon interest rates. Interest rates are at 1.54%. As long as interest rates remain low, under 2%, the bond market's going to be an okay place to be. If we look at the 10-year treasury this year, you can buy an ETF that is full of those treasuries. It's up 6%, 5.9% for the year. Now, having said that, how about now? How about looking ahead? How about going forward? of all these asset classes to choose from, what are the best ones? Well, before we get to that, let's look at a little bit of technical analysis. If we look at the S&P 500, the big picture, it's been going up since March of 2009. It rolled over at about midway through 2015 when there was fear of the Fed. Remember, we had the tightening or the reeling in of the bond buybacks by the Fed. That caused the market to level off. But even a bigger factor, in my opinion, was the drop in oil energy prices. Now, guess what's happening? Energy prices are starting to come back. The sideways trend in the market for the last 18 months, we finally got a breakout to new all-time highs about 6 weeks ago or so. And we're still in that rarefied air of new high territory, a breakout from a consolidation. That is a very bullish technical pattern on the S&P 500. The Dow Jones Industrial Average looks almost the same. We had a breakout about 6 to 8 weeks ago on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It finally went through that 18,300 level that it was mired at, that it just could not get through. And now here we are in new high ground. And guess what? I've been saying that the NASDAQ is going to break out soon. It's going to more than likely follow the S&P 500 and the Dow into new high territory, and that occurred last week. Look at this. The market just went positive here. The NASDAQ broke out to new all-time highs. It finally broke through that 5231 level 2 weeks ago, and it remains in breakout territory. Technicals of the U.S. market continue to be very, very bullish. Europe, I don't like Europe. Europe continues kind of in a long-term downtrend. The emerging markets have been on a run lately. They kind of run with oil. Oil has a big impact on those emerging markets. Many of the emerging markets are dependent upon oil. I still don't like the emerging markets. That's just me. Gold has settled down a little bit here recently. That's because the market is not so sure that the Fed's going to remain dovish for much longer. As long as the Fed remains dovish, that's bullish for gold. But right now there's a question mark, and that's why gold and that's why silver have stalled out here after a pretty good rally during the first 6 months of the year. Having said that, I still have a little bit of exposure to the gold markets because I do believe that the Fed is going to remain dovish. Now, as it relates to the asset classes, there's a lot of different ways that people handle the market. It seems that in today's day and age that everybody out there is an asset allocator. They take your $100,000, they plug in your age, they plug in your risk tolerance, and out comes a formula for how you should be invested, mainly between the two main asset classes of stocks and bonds. As a rule of thumb, if you're 60 years old, the formula is going to tell you you should have 60% of your assets in the bond market and 40% in the stock market. And as each year goes by, you rebalance just a little bit, leaning more towards bonds and less towards stocks. I'm not an advocate of asset allocation. You can get asset allocation at almost any investment house in America, almost on any corner of the street. That's pretty much, in my opinion, the dumbing down of our industry. I remain an active investor. I search out the best asset classes. And when they go south, I go north. And when they go north, I go south. When we come back, let's talk about the ones that are going north right now and the ones that I continue to favor. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's dig into the asset classes, all right? Everybody has a different risk tolerance, and everybody has a different time horizon with their portfolio. And everybody generally has a different what they want to achieve from their portfolio. Is it long-term growth? Is it keep it close to the vest, but I still need growth? Is it income? I'd like to supplement my income a little bit. Well, that all comes into play with the asset allocation that you eventually land on. That's what I take into account. That's why I have four different models that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. But just looking at it from a relative point of view here, as far as the asset classes go right now, I continue to favor U.S. equities, stocks, ownership, not loaning companies or countries money. We got enough debt in this world. You don't need to increase that pile of debt by throwing your own money into the fire pit. Well, you know what? If you currently own a lot of debt, bonds, government bonds, Ginnie Mae's, corporate bonds, municipal bonds, that's okay. You know, as long as interest rates remain under 2%, you're probably okay. But if they ever get up to like 2.5 or 3, 3.5, 4, you're going to have a tremendous sell-off, tremendous problem, I think, in the entire financial system. Now, I don't see that happening next week or next month, but it is something that you got to keep in the back of your mind. You always have to be ready for any type of situation. I call it emergency preparedness. You never know what lies out there. We can take it day by day and week by week, but we do know that there's unknowns that are lurking out there somewhere. And a hike, a raise, a move higher in interest rates, there's an awful lot of money parked in the debt markets right now. I continue to prefer, and my Best Stocks Now app, which has no emotion, it has no politics, it has no predictive type of, it just goes out and it looks at the world today and it comes back and says these are the most favorable asset classes. Number one is the NASDAQ 100. I said the NASDAQ was getting ready and poised for a breakout, and it did break out. I continue to like those technology and those NASDAQ types of stocks. Mid-caps, U.S. mid-caps, U.S. small-caps. I think the large caps have been a little bit exploited recently by people seeking dividends. I don't think that sell-off in the dividend-paying stocks is over yet. I still think there's more correction to come in things like utilities, in things like blue-chip dividend payers, and things like real estate investment trust. Utilities, water utilities, etc. I think there's further downside risk there before the washout, after just a tremendous feeding frenzy took place, and then the investors started to scatter after that feeding frenzy, and it's still going to take some time to settle. I see more opportunity right now in the U.S. mid-caps and the small-cap arena. If you're got the stomach for it, the emerging markets do look pretty good once again, but I don't know. I'm just shying away from the emerging markets and focusing my efforts. Other than a few large Chinese technology companies, the largest of the largest, I continue to focus here in the U.S. And once again, I want to emphasize that I'm not telling you to sell all your bonds tomorrow and flee from them. Interest rates are very low. They remain very low, 1.55. Who knows? Maybe they'll go negative in the U.S. Janet Yellen doesn't seem to think so. She thinks rates are headed higher at some point in time. She's got a lot to say about that, doesn't she? Bill Gross is negative on the bond market. He's the bond king. Alan Greenspan, former Fed chairman for many, many years, is negative on interest rates and bond market. He thinks it's a massive bubble. I do too. But at the same time, the bubble can grow for quite some time. Yet, before it begins to pop. As far as the worst asset classes, as far as my app is concerned, my app looks at the world and it says, I wouldn't be short anything right now. For those of you who are bearish and have been betting against this market for the last 7 years, you've been totally wrong. Totally, totally wrong. And I think it's a tragedy that there's perma bears that can't admit that they were wrong. I was talking to someone the other day that came out and visited us, and I was telling them about I thought Europe was going to fall apart after the Brexit vote. Well, guess what? The ECB came in with massive gobs of quantitative easing. You can't fight that. And the little inverse position I had on Europe, I had to admit I was wrong, and I had to back out of there very, very quickly. I've seen others say, well, you know, I'm going to be right eventually. And in the meantime, they're getting clobbered. And some of these perma bears that are all they know is to buy gold. That's the answer they have for every question, every one of life's deepest questions, buy gold. Well, it just so happens that they got a safe full of it that they want to sell to you. They're in the gold business. And, oh, by the way, there's a little transaction fee called the commission involved there. They have a vested interest. They have a conflict of interest, in my opinion. I'll buy gold. I don't care. I'll buy bonds. I don't care. I'll buy stocks. I don't care. I pay $3.50 per trade at Scottrade, no matter what. Doesn't matter where I go. I have no conflict of interest against your interest. I still continue to like U.S. stocks. Now, as far as the bond market goes, it still ranks okay as far as the asset classes. The long bond is the number 3 ranked asset class out of 33 right now. I would say it's a hold, a strong hold. Is it a buy? I'd be very leery of putting new money in the bond market. That's just me. I have very little exposure to the bond market. Well, where are you getting income, Gunderson, for your income investors? Well, you can take a look. I have a portfolio of income, different paying income types of stocks, closed-end funds, exchange-traded funds. It has an average yield right now of 7.33%. Did you hear that right? Yes, 7.33%. It's quite an eclectic mix of different things that I've found from my Best Stocks Now, using my Best Stocks Now app. There's all kinds of different things in there. There's still some dividend payers. There's some energy in there, dividend paying energy. There's still some of the mortgage REITs in there. And a little bit here, a little bit there. There's some private equity type of the mezzanine. What do we call these? I can't think of the name right now. They are middle mezzanine lenders to private equity companies, and they pay back a dividend to you in return. Those are the asset classes that I currently like, and those are the asset classes that I currently do not like. Now, as it relates to U.S. stocks, we know that there's a lot of sectors in the market. Sector rotation, you hear the term all the time. Well, you've seen sector rotation in the last several years. You saw massive money coming out of the energy sector beginning in the fall of 2014, finally ending until the washout in January of 2016. Money leaving a sector. And where was that money going? Well, it was going into areas like technology, areas like dividend-paying stocks, areas like real estate investment trust, areas like utilities. That's where the money was going. And then in January, February, March, you started to see some sector rotation taking place again. It's like that big wheel that turns from time to time. And you've seen money flowing back into the energy sector since about February of this year. In the recent months, last couple of months, you've seen massive rotation out of the dividend payers. People chasing yield. We're trading up REITs and utilities to PE ratios, price to sales, price to book ratios that have never been seen before. That doesn't last. When something goes way outside of a channel, even if it's a valuation channel, it's eventually going to snap back towards the mean, just like single-family homes did in the year 2006-07, just like technology stocks did in the year 2000. When we come back, I'll talk about my favorite sectors now, and we'll finish up today's show with my current target price for the S&P 500 and earnings estimates. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's get to the bottom line. Let's get right to the bottom line. First, we'll finish up with our discussion on U.S. stocks. In my opinion, still the best asset class to be in. As far as sectors go, boy, we've seen just an explosion higher in the NASDAQ, which is very heavily laden with technology stocks. The semiconductors have exploded to the upside. A lot of the online internet stocks have continued to do well. Information technology stocks continue to do well. The energy sector had a very good week last week. I continue to be bullish on the energy sector. And there's some odds and ends here and there which are doing well. But those are the sectors that I currently like. Throw in a little bit of gold, just a little bit. And there are some consumer stocks that I still like. But the number one ranked sector right now, according to the Best Stocks Now app, is the semiconductor sector. I showed a chart of SMH over the weekend. There's been a lot of deals in the semiconductor sector. And there's been some good earnings coming from that sector. I still don't like the home builders. I still don't like solar energy stocks. I don't like telecoms. They were run up the flagpole because people chasing those high dividend yields. You know what? If you exploit a sector, it's time to move on. I'm not wild about the home builders. The biotech's mixed bag right now. I do like some a little bit. But not the best sector right now. All right, earnings season is now over for this quarter. It's never over. It's always an earnings season coming along. In fact, the next earnings season will begin in 5 weeks. We'll go through the whole cycle once again. 95% of the companies in the S&P 500 have now reported their earnings in this most recent quarter, second quarter 2016. 71% of the companies have beat earnings estimates. In fact, this quarter was supposed to come in about 5.5% less than the same comparable quarter last year. Instead, it came in just 3.5% less, lower than the same comparable quarter last year. So we have actually seen very little change made to the annual estimates for 2016, which will end here in about 5.5 months, 4.5 months. And we have seen very little change to next year's earnings estimates. And what might those be at the current time? In addition, we have a Fed that remains dovish, so we can kind of keep our multiples on the market rather high on a relative basis. Stocks are a little bit more in demand right now because interest rates are so low. We have folks, you know, leaving the treasuries and leaving CDs seeking for better returns. That's what quantitative easing, that's one of the reasons why the Fed does quantitative easing, to try to get people back into the markets. Well, the P.E. ratio of the S&P 500 is currently 19.3. The forward P.E. is about 17. That's a little bit higher than the long-term averages, but we also have extraordinarily low interest rates right now. 1.54 on the 10-year, allowing the multiples on stocks and equities to be a little bit higher than normal. As I look ahead to 2017, okay, earnings began in 2009. They finally bottomed out at about $53 per share for the S&P 500. They've been climbing ever since. They've leveled off over the last 2 years, mostly due to the drop in energy prices. Now, energy prices seem to have stabilized, seem to be rebounding. The bottom line is this. The estimate for next year, the consensus estimate, I'm right in there with the consensus estimate. I have a little different way of doing it. I look at all 500 individual companies and their earnings, see if there was any revisions higher, lower. As an aggregate, I come up with the same number this week that I had last week. I come up with 2017 expectations, which are subject to change week by week, of $134 per share. That compares with this year's earnings estimates of $118 per share. I'm sure you can find higher estimates. I'm sure you can find lower estimates. But that's where I'm at. That's where my vote comes in. If they sent me a ballot, said, what do you think earnings will be for next year? That would be the number I would write in. I'm pretty much right in there with the consensus. Now, if that's true and we're going to make 134, at least the market's going to trade on those expectations, and we use a proper multiple for this environment, I get a $2,345 target price on the S&P 500 9 to 15 months from now, something like that. That gives the market 7.3%. upside potential from here. I'm currently 81% invested in stocks. I have a 19% position in cash. I'm looking to put that to work, and I have no hedges. The buy signal on the S&P 500 came in on my newsletter back in late March of 2009. That buy signal has never been removed. It remains in place today. I still think that U.S. stocks are the place to be for now, until further notice, because there is a bear out there lurking. There is a recession out there lurking somewhere. We'll continue to monitor that day by day, week by week. You can get the newsletter by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. We manage money. We're not like 80% of the other houses out there that do an asset allocation. You can do that yourself. You can buy a mutual fund that's an asset target fund. Why do you need somebody to do an asset allocation for you? That's just my opinion. Now, active investing is a little bit different. It's time consuming. It's a full-time job. There are no holidays. There are no days away from the market. We continue to be vigilant here at Gunderson Capital Management. We make no promises other to be vigilant and active as an investing philosophy here. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.